hell is this?
That is a microphone. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another very special episode of the TMG Investigation Team, colloquially known as TIT. It's a big word, because I'm a big man. Now, today we've got a lot of cases, and more importantly, two very special detectives joining our work. I had to pull a couple of my boys from the Pacific Blue Division, Detectives Chad and JT. Sharp eyes, sharp bodies, and very sharp brains.
Welcome to the office, boys.
Hey, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, boys.
Welcome
to the
team.
Shooter on the table. You never know at these TMG studios who's going to come in and you have to blow their dick
shoot
off.
Them?
You got to shoot their dicks off. You heard my man. He didn't hesitate and he won't hesitate the next time either.
That's right. I shoot right for the bell end so you can still use the shaft.
Yeah, we're humans. We're nice.
So you hear that? That's how they do it down there in the Pacific Blue. Only for the balls.
Mm-hmm. Only.
Now,
go ahead.
We've got a lot of cases.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where we should start.
Fellas, thanks for bringing us in on these. We appreciate the extra work.
Of course. You know these are good contracts.
Are we doing the voice the whole time?
I don't know. I think it's funnier to not know.
Okay, yeah.
So we can just be awkward
about it.
The whole
time.
That was a good question.
Yeah, that was a good question. I just want to get that out.
We have freedom to move, to operate.
Yeah. So we can switch back and forth.
Yeah.
And we're all cool with that.
Yeah. That sounds good. Yeah.
Okay,
I'll stick
great.
With the voice forever.
Great.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website,
tmdstalktv.com. Find a promo code now at tmdstalktv.com. Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer
head and
get hit by that car?
The mystery of flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my honor system.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at this fucking chicken.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fashion your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
What's case number one, Noel? We've got some real barn burners here today.
Case number one, the missing Monaco diamond. Mm-hmm. In the new millennium, for the rich and powerful, money was free-flowing. The Monaco Grand Prix, by far the glitziest race on the calendar. As part of a sponsorship deal with a movie, the promoters and the F1 Jaguar team made the absolutely baffling joint decision to run two F1 cars that race with a diamond set into the front nose of each car. Each car was piloted by Mark Webber and Christian Klein, Mark Webber famously shitting himself in the Japan Grand Prix. That's true. That's the guy who was like, I've got vomiting.
Really? That was
him? I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Legend.
Fact check that, please. On a track perhaps best known for claiming the front end of Formula One cars, Christian Klein was tearing around Monte Carlo, diamond strapped to his front wing on Thursday practice. The diamond on Klein's car lasted all of one lap. He lost the car going into Lowe's, plowing headfirst into the barrier on the opening lap. The diamond, supplied by Steinmetz, survived the wreck, even though the nose cone it was embedded in disintegrated. What happened to it after it remains a complete mystery. Jaguar team officials weren't allowed on the track until 2 hours after the race due to safety regulations, during which it was likely picked up in a very, very lucky circumstance by a marshal, or it's maybe now embedded, in the tire wall. Either way, it was never to be found.
How did they know it survived?
That's diamonds are forever, my friend.
Yeah, I guess it could survive anything.
Yeah.
Hard as fuck.
Yeah.
But, like, did they see it? Or
that's
it was never to be found.
I want to know how big the diamond is first.
It's 430 grand. That's what it was worth.
Per diamond? So what? It's like the size of a quarter?
I think that's bigger than that, isn't it?
The diamond's bigger than a quarter?
Yeah.
A $430,000 diamond?
Well, can't a $430,000 diamond be like the size of my pinky nail?
Oh, yeah, it just depends on the
purity of the diamond.
The clarity.
Yeah. The clarity, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was based just on size.
That's true. Bigger the better. I think he's right.
Yeah.
I'd like a diamond that costs...
I want a big one.
I'm looking for a meal. Wait, so they just put a diamond on the front of the car.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No. Like, how did they strap it?
Just put this in this
yeah. How did they strap it to the...
That's what I want to
know.
Just
with like zip ties? Yeah.
No, this
like, honestly, this would be fire, dude.
Damn, they're about to roll out and it's just a dude with Elmer's. No, we're solid. This is chill. Now, can we see it like an actual close-up image? Because I'm curious. That really is a dumbass idea. Who would even volunteer a million worth of diamonds to just stick on a car?
Well, it was Steinmetz.
Of course.
No, but Steinmetz, he's not the crapper.
What do you mean?
Christian the guy who shit himself.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, I think vomiter is the more appropriate.
Oh, copy that. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that looks pretty sick, actually.
It's a square cut.
Whoa. Dude, you're right on the diamond size. That's big.
That's big as fuck.
That's big.
Yeah. And that looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
it does look cool.
Like, I understand why they did it now.
Yeah. Ice Cube
but
on the front.
Isn't the race car, isn't it all about weight?
It is.
You know, with that, weigh the car down a little bit.
So they had to slack a little to, yeah, they had to cut somewhere to get that thing in there.
Damn.
Well, riddle me this. Who would profit from having a $430,000 diamond besides everybody?
Yeah, yeah. Very true.
Very true.
Who could benefit from a $430,000 diamond? How do you sell that? I mean, if you steal it. I guess you don't need to sell it. Right?
I was looking into like art thieves.
You should probably, if you steal it, I mean, I'm just assuming someone like walking down the street maybe found it.
Mm. Wow.
If you found that, you would have to sell it.
Or give it to your girlfriend.
Oh.
Like what if it was a poor pauper boy who had never been able to afford anything nice for his lady? Then he finds his $430,000 rock. First thing he does is he goes home to Esmeralda and says, here's your emerald, my girl.
It's an engagement ring.
Damn.
She's wearing that shit on her
it's
finger.
Just a
they
rock
take,
on her
they take like an Instagram photo. Yeah.
She's just holding it. She's fisting
finger
it.
Finger is
yeah.
like limp like this.
Yeah. Strap that shit to brass knuckles, dude.
I think he crashed. He probably got out of the car and was like, oh, fuck. And then was like, wait a minute, took the diamond, shoved it up his ass. Oh,
yeah. Right.
And then
whoa.
Was like, dude, it fell out.
Ah.
Oh, fuck. Like when the people got there,
and
he was
they
like,
frisked him,
you
no
guys, you won't
butt.
Believe what happened.
Damn. He's just all stiff.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, my lower back's a little messed up from the crash. But that's crazy.
Kind of fucked how they
well,
did
here,
that.
Well, here, relax. Take a seat.
No. No, I was sitting in the car for so long.
Yeah, stretch your legs. That makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, I'm down to just stretch.
But you only did one lap. Well, you're going pretty quick, you know?
He's
so.
Like, he's like, glad you're all right.
Yeah, you dropped your racing band. Do you want to pick that up?
Oh. Damn.
If you put a diamond in your ass, does it turn back into coal?
Depending on your cleanliness. Yeah, maybe.
Like, oh, question. Fuck, dude. That, yeah. I didn't know that was going to happen.
You go to sell it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Aw.
Damn. I get, like, in a crash, yeah, I would imagine it probably just, I feel like it must have launched.
Just got jettisoned somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. And just landed and, like, killed somebody?
No, I think...
Oh, yeah.
I think it could have been...
Yeah, I was messed up.
Like, it's
sorry.
Still there to be found if someone yeah. wanted to find it.
That, or maybe just someone, you know, happenstance walking down the street. They just hear... And then... Oh. Oh, is this the corner?
Foul ball.
That's
that
the crash?
It? That was the crash?
That lost the diamond?
That the plot thickens.
No.
I wouldn't call that a crash.
What if you could see it right here? What if that,
I would
like,
say he
that
parked.
First dude was like... He just leaned over like, wait, it was that guy.
Hold on a second. That looked purposeful.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Just, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This was a plan for the driver from the beginning. I can see it now.
They're like, Mark or Klein, just take it easy. Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Do we have any audio recordings from the driver? Like from the cockpit?
I mean, he lost
his like,
seat.
Oh, wait. No, wait. I've lost control.
Dude, turn the car.
I'm like, dude, you're...
Oh.
Just turn. Just turn the car. I can't.
Oh.
Something. I'm my hands are sweaty.
Oh. Oops. Yeah, man. Yeah, dude. Yeah, is there any radio? Probably not.
I feel like this whole thing's a cover-up, dude.
Yeah, this is
I mean, that's suspicious. That's smelly as shit, man.
There's got to be some insurance fraud here.
Or did he lose his seat at the end of the season? He's like, I don't want to leave this thing empty-handed. I need something to keep myself, you know, looked after.
Yeah, when was Klein's last season? Let's look that up.
This is worth reading, this paragraph.
Okay. The diamond supplied by diamond trader Steinmetz, their CEO,
was detained in a fraud investigation back in 2017.
Whoa.
Okay, that's a huge piece of information. So make of that what you will. An incredibly uninsured naturally survived the wreck, even as the carbon fiber nose cone it was embedded in quite literally disintegrated around it. What happened to it after, however, remains a complete mystery. What Jaguar team officials weren't allowed on the track until 2 hours after the race due to safety regulations.
That was what we read at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. We
I love that 2 hours. Now we have a ticking clock. Like, now we can go in reverse, like, looking back on it as, like, a film, like, flashback and be like, who was on the track in those 2 hours? That's when the crime happened.
Yeah.
This is definitely, 1,000% insurance related.
You think?
Yes, dude. Steinmetz, their fucking quarterly revenue wasn't high enough. The guy said, this is great. He probably talked to the head of F1 and was like, let's do this. Let's lose the diamond. It's insured and we'll split the...
And no one gets hurt, or so they thought.
And or so they thought.
Well, it says that it disintegrated, but given that impact...
yeah, that's kind of a big word for that, like, type of crash.
I thought it like blew up and they're like, but the diamond was left. But he just like sort of tapped it and they're like, oh my God.
Damn. A marshal just standing in front of that like divot where the nose went in. They're like, we need to get in there. He's like, no. It's kind of dangerous. Your hand might get stuck.
Yeah. Things are disintegrating. Yeah. There. I'd be very careful.
It's like a black hole. Your hand might disappear. I would just go.
Yeah.
I would just go. Carry on. Yeah, dude. Yep. Insurance fraud.
I think we closed it.
Solved.
I think this is case closed.
Yeah.
I think another. Yeah, we close it. It's case closed. So. I think it's up the guy's ass.
It was Steinmetz.
I think the driver put it up his ass, and that's case closed. I think we solved it. Nice work, fellas.
We need to get the Steinmetz guy in here and ask him to stand up or turn around.
Yeah, it's still up his ass.
It's still there. Yeah.
20 years later.
Yeah. Well, you can't really get like a doctor or anyone to get it out because then they would know.
Yeah. Was it worth it?
So what's he doing? How's he gonna?
We can pose as colonoscopists and just friggin' put
that's
the camera in there.
Oh, and scam the scammer.
Yeah. Be like, hey, we're doctors, and just throw a camera in his ass and be like, wow, it's shiny.
How crazy would that be to just hook him up to a fucking a colonoscopy and in that little tank? You just see like shit and then a diamond go through.
Diamond in his rectum.
And then we all just take the doctor smocks off. You're under arrest. Oh, you pesky kids. You've gotten me with this colonoscopy.
I'm a bit of a romantic, too. Maybe he still got it up his butt because he's waiting to propose and he's just waiting for the right moment to just drop it out of his ass be like, what's up, honey?
Yeah. Or get on his back and put his legs over his head and just fire it out.
Damn.
Just at her.
Straight at her.
Yeah. Now I'm just thinking he gets on his knees like, babe,
and then turns around.
No, dude, he just...
Oh, it just drops. Yeah.
Are you pooing?
Ding!
Honey, what are you doing?
Babe.
Don't poo again. Don't do that.
Don't do that thing you do. Yeah.
I'm going to need some magnesium.
Case closed, man.
Case closed.
That was a good one.
Good work, fellas.
Diamond and Steinmetz ass.
Next,
who's up next on the docket?
Yeah.
Ow!
All right.
It was fake!
The next one is... Actually, this one's has a bit of a through line for us. It's kind of important.
That's sexy.
So last time we talked about a man in Lake Tahoe, this is all real, the foot fondler, and he was breaking into people's hotel rooms and fondling feet.
Oh, what a sick pervert.
This was this July 4th, multiple people.
The last one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
They had multiple like complaints about this guy.
At a specific hotel.
Dollars to donuts, he was wearing a tank top.
Well.
I'd be willing to bet on that.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't look like your typical perv, this guy. He looks like a beachgoer.
Well, he may or may not, but he was caught.
He was caught.
They found him?
Yeah. They found him. That's the update to the case.
Do we know what he looks like?
We discussed this last time. We closed this case. We solved it.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah.
Since then, the authorities, other than us, arrested the guy because we solved the case.
Yeah.
Right.
And now, so we just want to update the audience and you guys on who it was. Mark Anthony Gonzalez,
26, dubbed the Lake Tahoe Foot Fondler, was taken into custody on Tuesday at his home in Atwater, California, on two counts of burglary and two counts of battery, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office said. Mr. Gonzalez is accused of entering two State Line Resort condominiums at the Club Wyndham South Shore Hotel through unlocked screen doors and rubbing the women's feet while they slept.
Whoa.
Forensic techniques were used to identify Gonzalez, which led them to connect him to a slew of crimes, including the theft of women's shoes.
This guy, dude.
Trespassing and self-gratification during some of the incidents. All right.
Nice.
What does that mean?
What does self-gratification mean? Yeah, good question.
That's a good question. What does it mean?
Is he just breaking into people's houses and looking at himself?
Like, or just feeling good about yourself.
Just like self-gratification. Yeah. Just in the mirror, like, nice crime, dude. Yeah.
I really did something today. These are nice shoes I took.
You're the best at breaking and entering.
I'm thankful to be you.
No, I think
there he is.
Yeah. Dude.
That's always he's a bigger fella. And bigger fella like delicate things.
Yeah,
big guys. That's their way. They like something that's soft and gentle because they're like big and barely and strong. You know
is that how it works?
I don't know.
No, that's
a detective. I got to take swings.
Yeah,
no. He has kind eyes. He looks sad. Does he look sad?
Yeah,
or is he just more like fuck, kind dude? My eyes. Days of feet fondling are dead. Like over. I had a good weekend. It was worth it.
I'm just stuck on his hair. It doesn't look real.
No, that's a wig he stole from some lady.
Yeah.
Do you think he could appeal based on kink shaming?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, it's good my question.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It's my kink.
Dude, that's a good opportunity for the lawyer. Who here has not had a weird pervy feeling that they wanted to live out, to feel full? Anyone on this jury?
Someone in the jury just starting to reach in their pants? You're damn right.
They all start choking themselves. Yeah, just
jerking. Hey, no self-gratification.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
You've never looked at your wife's lingerie and thought, how would it look on my chest? One juror just puts his head down.
You're right.
So this case is now, it was closed, but now it's closed.
Reclosed.
Yeah, it's reclosed.
Yeah.
Nice work, authorities.
And who did you close it on?
We reasoned it was a retired shoe salesman just trying to get his his vibe back.
Right. Because AI is going to take his spot.
Yeah. I mean, Amazon already did. No lady walks in and goes, I'm not sure if I'm a, and he's like, I know.
Dude, that's crazy.
You know, it doesn't happen anymore.
You don't go,
you used to go to shoe stores and you put your little foot on the thing.
Yeah.
And they find your size.
Dude, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's not a thing anymore.
It always tickled.
Everyone buys shoes on, Zappos.
Do you think the guy who started Foot Locker had a foot fetish?
Jersey fetish.
Oh, dude.
Or a referee jersey fetish.
A ref fetish.
Just all around.
He loved it when a girl would be like, that's a foul.
Yeah.
He'd be like,
well, ref, you're blowing the game. Yeah. We should blow my game. Yeah.
You gonna give me a penalty?
Well, say, bud, what are you gonna do with the shoes after the game's over? Yeah. You've been running around a lot.
Those things are gonna stink, man. You probably just want to discard them, right? I could probably take those from.
Yeah, the Foot Locker guy owns a football team. He's like, throw all those shoes in a bag, guys. I'll get you new ones next week.
Guys, this is a shoe bin, so toss all your shoes in here. And
no, I like my shoes. Well, why don't we get those off for you, buddy?
Yeah, we'll get you new ones, dude. It's cool.
Yeah, we'll get you new ones. That's the Foot Locker, man.
Yeah.
Just going in there with a pile of shoes, just fucking.
Ooh.
Like Scrooge McDuck's money, but it's just shoes. He's just swimming in it.
Okay, all right. Just Brampton Foot Locker.
Whoa!
Dude.
Luke.
Wait, what was that?
A Brampton Foot Locker employee accused of beating
ejaculating
off
into shoes at work. Was that the same guy?
That guy's just got to go, dude.
We got to get him out of there.
The crunchy shoe bandit.
Oh, no.
Dude, I had to do it.
You try some shoes on, you're like, the soles are really hard.
Yeah.
Dude, did you bust in these shoes, dude? Be honest with me.
What was the science experiment for him? He's just trying to see if it's possible, you know? He's done socks. He's like, can I do a shoe?
Yeah.
Dude, what if it's fresh and the guy gets in his shoes and he slips? Whoa!
It goes right in.
These shoes are slimy.
Jeez.
Why'd I slip?
Such a simple.
Someone jizzed in these for
are
sure.
Are these soap shoes?
One of you guys jizzed in these. I know you did.
Yeah.
someone here.
Come on, quit fucking around.
These shoes are soaked in cum. Exactly. You know that?
A lot more cum than usual in these shoes, because I got to be honest. I'm not the kind of guy to leave a review, but I might. Yeah.
The guy takes out the shoes. It's cum.
It smells like cum.
It's cum.
Come on.
I never can smell anywhere.
It's good cum talk.
Now I'm just thinking about it. Just a world where some guy's oblivious and the shoes have always been nutted in when he goes to that Foot Locker.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, he takes his buddy. He's like, oh, this is the best Foot Locker. Shoes go on so easy. Yeah. And so I was like, why is there cum in these?
Yeah, you don't even like, need that thing to help your foot get in the shoe.
Yeah, I've never need a shoehorn here. I just go right in.
You think Toms are comfy?
Yeah.
Just wait till you try on these shoes.
Yeah, you should be suspicious if a Jordan goes on like real easy, because those are like, the structure of those shoes is very, you know, takes a second.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think we reclosed this one. I think we solved it.
All right, we got to the bottom of a lot.
Yeah,
there.
I think we did.
Is it fucked up for me to say, like, if you woke up and that dude was rubbing your feet, are you that afraid?
Yes, dude.
I don't know if afraid's the word, but I'm something other than comfortable.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, like, we were commenting on the hair before, but it's like unbelievably well kempt.
It is.
It's like very clean.
Yeah.
Very like voluminous.
Pantene.
I think he's a high hygiene guy. Like, I think he's taking care of himself, like soap, shampoo, conditioner, the whole thing.
Like, what I'm saying is, if you wake up and in the moonlight, it's just this face, maybe it's with like, a smile. Yeah, and it's just kind of.
Yeah, like, yeah, well, you know what?
Yeah, like the husband woke up first and he's like, come on, dude, cut it out. He's like, dude, that's not cool, man.
Yeah, man. Buzz off, dude.
He has a whole briefcase. Get your stuff. Own.
Dude, come on,
yeah, he's just fucking just flicking it open, lotions and creams and shit.
Yeah, he's in a suitcase. You want me to go? Okay, I'll go. And he's just loading it up. He's like, all right,
fine.
Whatever. Yeah, the guy's insecure. He's like talking to his girlfriend. He's like, did you enjoy that foot massage he gave you? She's like, babe, what?
Yeah.
Because like, you can be honest if you liked it. I won't fucking care. Yeah. Like, I don't fucking give a shit.
It's fine.
He's like weird looking. Like, I don't, why would I give a shit? But would you want someone to do that to you? Like more?
As he's leaving, heads up, I came in your shoes.
That's fine. I'll take off. By the way, I just busted a nut in your shoes.
Yeah. Oh, they're crunchy.
Crunchy shoe bandit, man. So how many years is he about to do? 20?
Well, he's being held at the Merced County Jail on a fugitive warrant and a $50,000 bond.
Whoa.
We should bail him out. No.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Get him on the show.
Why did you do that, bro?
Just keep him under the desk rubbing y'all's feet. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You guys will be relaxed, bro. You guys will be feeling good.
Oh, this episode's like going...
Yeah. He'd be so happy under there, dude.
Yeah.
He'd be living
just
the
in his
dream,
little foot
bro.
Cave.
Yeah.
Just like a glory hole for feet.
This is a Foot Locker right here.
I'll stay here all day.
That's the Foot Locker.
So just bring me my food in a bowl and I'll stay under here all day.
This dude's trying to go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking about that. So is jail a bummer for him? Because like, I got to imagine there's dudes in jail who'd be cool with him touching feet, but he probably wants it to be like, he needs the B&E component for it to feel fulfilling.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Nice. I think you solved it.
Yeah. The B&E component.
Sounded technical.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about it pretty granularly. I was like, all right, what kind of like pervert is he? Because if you're a pervert with multiple different things that got to come together for the perversion to work, that's when you get into trouble.
Yeah.
Right. But
like, if he was just a foot guy, just get a girlfriend. Yeah.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of feet to look at, you know, online.
Mm-hmm.
Get pay.
Yeah.
Are you guys on Wikifeet?
Yeah,
he is.
Congrats, dude.
Are you not?
No.
Really?
No, I've protected my Wiki feet.
Oh, yeah, there's no pictures of your
feet.
There
could be a Streisand effect there.
What do you mean?
Like, people are just going to go crazy when they do see your feet, and it's going to be bigger than...
Oh.
What's my rating again?
Bigger than my whole career.
Wow, you have a lot of photos up.
Damn, dude, you got 5,000... Oh, no.
5.3 out of 5, so...
Oh!
You're above a 5?
Dude, you have great
Broski,
feet.
Nice, it's like a 1,000%. Nice stems, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Wow.
I never seen a rating that high. You might be tops on the whole thing.
People love the dogs. What can I say?
Yep.
See, those are Noel's strapped up.
Bro, that's beautiful, dude.
Yeah, mine are mine are in the Foot Locker.
Damn.
Those are nice feet. Those are beautiful.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Do you lotion?
I don't. You know, that's au naturel.
Kid, you got some nice arches, bro.
Thank you, man. Fucking.
Yo, try not to be, yeah, whatever. It's all good. No matter what, it's all good. But that's sick.
Wow, dude.
You should send a pic to old boy. Yeah, you should mail him a photo and be like, yo, just
fan mail?
Yeah, just be like, bro, before you lock it in forever, what are we calling it? Were we a 4 out of 5? Where you at?
Yeah, I need to know your opinion.
Yeah. What if he wrote you back and just said, nice, 5 out of 5?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I got confirmation.
Yeah.
For the man himself.
Damn.
What's
write,
next?
Write a prisoner, change life. Well, he's not locked up yet. I wonder how much time they'll give him. Also, sorry to
probably a lot because it says his
yeah, I guess
this is pretty dark.
Houses, yeah.
What does it say? Investigators said it's believed that Gonzalez's crimes were escalating in nature.
Whoa,
good sign.
That's coming the shoe.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's coming the shoe.
Exactly.
If it was just a foot fondle, how do you like arrest for that? Like, if that's the only thing he did as a cop, you're like, dude. You just can't do that. Yeah. Like, what else can you say?
Yeah, but with like a full SWAT team primary through the door. Break it down.
Yeah.
Get him! Pin him!
Dude,
and
you
then
know,
you're just like, dude, you can't do that.
You can't. Right, yeah. Stop doing that. Out. It's weird.
Yeah, it's like, all right, I get it. Weird. I get it. Fine, stop. Fine. Let me go. But they got him down. He's like grabbing for toes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get off me, dude.
Fucking stop doing that. It's weird.
Dude, you're so weird.
He knows as they're barreling through the door, he's like, all right, I'll stop. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll get on the ground near where your feet are, not for any reason.
A good legal
crime? Yeah. Well, no, but it's fucking weird. Stop.
A good legal strategy is you get a judge that has a foot fetish.
Oh.
So the judge is like, kind of like, those are nice toes.
Can we see the feet in question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ooh, those are nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take a recess.
Let's label that exhibit A+. Plus. Yeah, those are yeah. good.
I'm going to examine this evidence. Let me go back to my chamber.
2 minute recess?
Yeah.
He's really tired.
I'm all tired. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Really not that big of a deal, right?
Motion for judgment. Yeah. Come on. We're done here, boys.
Superior Court of Merced requests all the jury's shoes.
Damn. He's the judge is like just pushing back. It's like, we're charging the defendant with 2 counts of battery. He's like, is battery the right word?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did he hurt anyone?
Yeah. 2 counts of massaging.
Yeah.
2 counts of being misunderstood for this guy. Yeah. We're just not there yet as a culture, bro. Yeah.
But trust me, I see you. You came into the right court. Yeah, he just turns into the crowd. I think you're all just a bunch of judgmental assholes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm supposed to be the judge up here, but the only judge I see in this room is right here.
Yeah, it should be a jury of your peers, 12 other feet perverts who are like, no, I get it, I get it.
Yeah.
The judge is getting all horny. The guy's like, objection. He's like, sustained.
Overruled.
I've never understood the two terms. What does sustained mean? Does that means it stands?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Objection, sustained.
Or does overruled mean like, no, your objection is dog shit?
Sustaining the objection.
Oh, yeah, it allows it.
Yes.
Allows the objection and excludes the evidence.
Yeah, because sustained and overruled both sound like they're saying no to the objector.
Mm-hmm.
And it always seems like that too in shows.
Right. Sustained. You're oh, he doesn't like that.
Sustained is a pretty great word for a case on self-gratification.
Sustained.
Nice.
Sustained. Oh, the stained. Yeah. Oh,
no. Anyway. Oh, yeah.
That was a suspicious stain.
Yeah.
Right.
I think we solved it. Yeah.
What's next?
The World Triathlon Debacle.
Hmm.
This is pretty interesting.
Work.
At least 57 people fell ill with sickness and diarrhea after competing in sea swimming events at the World Triathlon Championship Series in Sunderland. Where is Sunderland?
The United Kingdom.
You're not getting me with that. Come on, dude.
About 2,000 people participated in the events last weekend, which included a swim off Roker Beach. The UK Health Security Agency said it would be testing samples from those who were ill to establish the cause of the illness and any common pathogens. An environment agency sampling at Roker Beach on Wednesday, the 26th of July, 3 days before the event, showed 3,900 E. coli colonies per 100 mil, more than 39 times higher than typical readings than the previous month.
Damn.
E. coli is a bacterial infection that can cause stomach pain and bloody diarrhea.
Bummer.
However, British Triathlon However, British Triathlon, the governing body for triathlons in Great Britain, said the agency's sampling results were not published until after the weekend's events and were outside the body of water where its competitions took place. It said its own testing results passed the required standards for the event. Was it really E. coli? Jacob Birtwistle, that's not a real name.
Jacob Birtwistle.
Jacob Birtwistle, 28, an Australian athlete, posted the Environment Agency's results on Instagram and said he had felt unwell after the event. He wrote, "Have been feeling pretty rubbish since the race, but I guess that's what happens when you swim in shit."
Dude, it's so funny thinking about all these guys like just explosive diarrhea on the bike. And the run.
Yeah.
Like it must have been everyone. How many people? 57 people?
Yeah. How many people
just completely shitting down their run. More than that. Way more than that, usually. So I feel like 57 is not that.
No, 57 out of 2,000. It's not as heinous as I thought it was. But were they the top 57?
Ah, that's the question.
Was number 58 the one responsible for the shit water?
That's a good point.
Number 58 dumping loads of raw chicken into the ocean. Just...
Or it just could be the guy in the lead that just shit himself.
Yeah, shit
in
on
the
everyone
water,
behind
and then
you.
Everyone behind him got a mouthful of it.
Oh, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what the fuck? And then they get sick and shit into the... It's like a human centipede of... Yeah. Of
I would respect that they're as competitive as we are. Michael Jordan would do that if it would help.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, you're saying he did it intentionally?
Yeah, I'm saying he was in the lead. He's like, I don't want these guys to catch up. I'm going to turn on all of them and slow them down.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's it.
I think you solved it, but here's
no
the thing.
Way.
Well, here's
dude,
what
no
you're
way.
Not. Here's what you're not no thinking way. About, though. Thanks. In a lot of these, they wear wetsuits. Mind you, it is the summer in Sunderland, which I've
England's
heard is
cold as shit.
Beautiful.
England's cold as shit. Yeah, it's always overcast.
Right. Oh, that guy's sexy.
Yeah, is he who won?
He's Australian.
That's Birtwistle.
That's the guy.
That's Birtwistle.
Oh, that's
Jacob
Birtwistle.
Birtwistle.
Feeling pretty rubbish.
No, he's Australian.
Oh, he's Australian?
Oi.
I feel like shit, eh?
I did an acting job where they had me do an Australian accent. It's horrible.
Yeah, you bombed
like,
it?
I want butter. Never heard anything after. How'd that do? We lost it.
That's a hell of a requirement.
Yeah, you lost the whole film?
So who won? Do we know who won this?
Wasn't Birtwistle.
Because I'm curious, you know, if we check the winner's previous results, if they mysteriously have come 58th in other races. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
And is Birtwistle like, he's like, oh, I feel rubbish, but I guess that's what happens when you swim in shit. But sometimes you also just feel rubbish.
Yeah.
Like, are we sure he's even one of the shitwater guys?
Ah, that's a great question. Yeah, he did poorly, and
I got an axe to grind against this Birtwistle guy. The moment I heard his name, I didn't like him. I want him to lose. His photo confirmed what I thought. I'm against him.
I agree. I think he's a liar, and I think he might be behind this whole thing.
He's a drama queen. He wants the attention.
I don't even think this happened.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he was like, he lost. Did he win, or did he? No,
he dumped
there's
in
no
his
confirmation
own bathtub and stuck his head in it.
I think he was like, oh, man, I was sick. That's why I didn't get hurt. And I heard, like, I talked to 57 other guys on the course. They all said they were sick, too.
They're like, who?
It's all a fucking lie.
Yeah, Birtwistle's making this whole thing
Birtwistle
up.
Birtwistle made that shit up because he's embarrassed about his performance.
Let's see where he's at on this list.
Yeah, how'd Birtwistle do?
Not even in the top fucking 10. Pathetic.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Look at my wetsuit. There's dookie all the way.
Yeah. I swear to God.
This is
British.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I swallowed a mouthful of shit in the water.
Bro, like DNF.
He didn't finish.
DNF.
He didn't even fucking finish.
It looked like a kangaroo.
We solved
came in
it.
My
this
pants.
Is it. He DNF'd, and then people were like, what the fuck happened? Because he was a favorite.
Yeah.
I heard. He was favored to win.
Everyone thought he was going to get top spot.
Exactly. Everyone did. With a name like Birtwistle.
His family, his friends, everybody flew into England for the event.
Yeah.
And he let them all down.
Yeah.
He couldn't live with the shame.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he was like, dude, no, I don't know what happened. I was got sick.
Yeah, Birtwistle, DNF, definitely not feces, the reason you lost.
He doesn't cross the finish line. They grab him. They're like, what's wrong, Birtwistle? He's like, I don't know. Someone pooped in the water, man. I don't know, man. It's not my fault. Someone crapped in the water, dude. I feel like shit. Everyone's like, oh, that's horrible, dude.
What can I float a conspiracy theory here?
Yeah, put a floater out there.
Could
man.
This be?
Nice.
Could this be Big Iron Man coming in,
oh.
trying to dismantle triathlons?
Oh.
Big Iron Man.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You know, Big Iron Man.
No, nothing.
Are you an Iron Man guy or a triathlon guy?
Yeah. He just did Iron Man.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I don't know.
He got the tattoo.
Dude.
Hold on
around,
now.
Wait, around the same time
that
this happened.
And when's the last time you pooed?
Wait a freaking second.
Are you actually Australian?
Nar.
What does Cody Code translate to in Australian? Jacob Birtwistle.
Yeah. Wait.
This is bullshit. Yeah.
Tell us the truth, eh? Why we translated your name? Mr. Birtwistle.
Okay. It was me.
So what's the goal? No more triathlons?
Would have gotten away with it, too.
If it wasn't for you pesky kids.
Just tell us one thing, son. Where'd you find the loads of shit?
I made them.
That was all your shit?
Impossible.
No,
too much
for
shit
me.
For the human to produce. Who's funding your operation?
It wasn't me. I'm not Jacob Birtwistle. I'm on your team.
Tell us the truth. You lie again.
I'm with you guys. I'm on your team.
Wait a second.
It wasn't me.
I believe
him. I believe you.
I swear to God.
Dude, I'm sorry we came down
Hold
on you like
on
that
a
then.
Second.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Sorry.
Dude, it was you, dude.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
It was me.
It was for you fucking pesky fucking motherfucker.
It was you, dude.
I'm sweating, dude. I was in the hot seat.
Dude, I'm sorry.
And I'm sweating.
Yo, Gianluca got DNS, did not shit.
What a loser, dude.
That's all he cares about. He's like, yo, whatever happens here, I didn't shit. He's just mad embarrassed.
DSQ.
Actually, did not start as hard as fuck.
Yeah.
That's hard as hell.
He's like, I see shit in the water. Nah, bro.
Oh,
there's
man.
Poop out there.
Look at that. I see a turd right there.
It's
there's
in there,
no way
bro.
I'm getting in the water. I'm not even starting this
Y'all
shit.
Think I'm fucking crazy, dude. Iron Man put shit right yeah, in there. Yeah, fuck y'all, man. It. I'm not even going, bro. Yeah.
And then wait, go back to the results. What's DSQ?
Disqualified.
Oh, that's hell.
Hold on now.
Wait, why was he disqualified?
Yeah, how do you get disqualified?
Oh, the...
Whoa.
Maybe he was not pooping in the water.
Dude, he brings like an electric motocross bike for the bike section.
Yeah.
It's on a wave runner on the water. Yeah.
They're like, yo, bro.
This race is fun as fuck, dude.
Damn it.
I told you I almost got disqualified for mine.
From
Didn't
Iron
I?
Man?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I took my camera out and I started filming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like vlog style on the bike.
Yeah.
And because I talked to the media director before and he knew that I was like planning on filming stuff and it's like good promo for them. So they were like, yeah, sure, go for it. He's like, I'll tell all the referees.
Yeah.
Because on the bike, they have guys like cruising up and down the street on motorcycles, just making sure that you're not like drafting or like they're not breaking any rules. And so I like, but I was still nervous, even though the guy told me that he would have told all the refs. I was still nervous to bring it out because I was like, I feel like an idiot, like mm-hmm. YouTuber, like, you know, what's up, guys? So finally, I like find a place that's, it feels like I'm like, I got distance from two other bikers. They can't really see me. There's no refs around. So I take out my phone and I start filming and I'm like, oh, I'm on mile 10. And then I just hear this ref pull up and he's like, what are you doing?
Really?
Yeah. And it was in Australia.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, nothing. And I put my phone back. He's like, were you just using your phone? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, why? And I was like, I'm filming myself. I'm a YouTuber. I'm like filming the whole thing. And he was like, sure.
Wow.
Wait, so they just like, why would you not be allowed to be on your phone? Because they just want you to be like in the moment?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
it's just a vibe.
It's
thing.
Like a spiritual thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a vibe.
Bro,
thing.
Just be present.
Yeah, yeah. You can it's because you can cheat, basically. Like you can call people and be like, hey, bring me some supplies. You're not allowed to do that. You could also like, you know, map it. I don't know. You're supposed to be on the same level as everyone else. Like no advantages.
They catch you watching a David Goggins video.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
Dude, yeah. That, hey, no extra motivation.
Yeah.
Chill out with that.
Stay hard. Who? Yeah.
Wait. So how long does that take? What was your time?
13 hours.
Wow, yeah. It's that long.
Yeah.
Was this an ultra thing?
No, just an Ironman.
Ironman. Wow. Yeah.
So what do we think, fellas? We think this is big Ironman trying to shut down the triathlon, or we think someone just pooped in the water?
I think it was Jacob Birtwistle, and I think it had to have been him.
Hilarious that this is a legitimate thing for him, and he's very upset. And we're just here like, yeah, no, you did it, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah, that guy, that looks like a guy who shits.
Yeah, dude, poor Bert Whistle.
Your fucking headshot and everything on this podcast.
They said you take big shits. They say you take, like, lots of shits and you poisoned the race.
They said you made 57 people ill.
Well, he brought it on himself. I mean, to quote him, that's what happens when you swim in shit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. To quote him, I'm the one who did it. I shit in the water and made all those people sick.
Our lawyers are freaking out right now. Yeah. Our lawyers are going nuts, man. Like, stop it. Yeah, dude.
Jacob, we're just messing around. Although
it'd be great to have Jacob on to defend himself.
We should have him on with the Feet Fondler and kind of let them chat it out.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
And we're way nicer to the Feet Fondler.
Yeah.
This guy's the man. You not so much.
Shut up, Jacob.
Shut your mouth, shitty boy.
You weirdo.
We know you put all those fucking turds in the ocean.
Yeah, turd boy.
Yeah, turd boy. Yeah, dude.
Turdathlon.
Dude,
that's what you did.
Them sitting together, that'd be such a funny pairing. They're just,
why are we here?
Damn.
You guys tanked my career.
Case closed. Case closed.
Good work, gentlemen.
Solved another one.
Yeah, dude.
That was
desk
sick.
Pop.
What's next?
Should we do fishing for Coke?
Yeah.
Sounds like my Friday night.
This really feels like a group project. Like, I can't get over it. Yeah, for sure. Fishing for Coke. Why don't you go ahead and take this one away?
Sure, would love to. This one's right up my alley. Triathlons and cocaine?
No, dude.
I mean, this is my day.
Let me get started with this story.
Yeah. The family... Oh, this one's called... Wait. Okay, sorry. This happened in July of 2023 in Florida.
So
the case
year.
Status open.
Oh.
Not for long. The family had been fishing for mahi-mahi when they spotted a large black object in the water. What? What's funny? Castor, who spent 31 years working for the Tampa Police Department, immediately identified the plastic-wrapped package as cocaine. Immediately. Yo, that's coke. I'll recognize that anywhere. The family hauled their catch on board, cut through the wrappings, and found more than $1 million worth of drugs inside.
Nice.
Another crazy thing to know.
Dude.
That's at least $1 million.
I mean, we already know what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, there's coke.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. The 70-pound haul was taken ashore where it was handed over to federal agents. Dumb. Like, so dumb.
So stupid.
How dumb can you be?
Yeah.
We gotta give this to somebody.
Yeah. Keep it.
What are you, Bert Whistle? Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Case closed.
My man is catching strays. Earlier in July, boaters stumbled across 62 pounds of cocaine and 87 pounds of hashish near the Florida Keys, according to Border Patrol report. Was it really found by the mayor? If so, where are the drugs coming from? As for the mayor and her family, the white male they caught and released into custody was nearly matched in size by the amount of lobsters they brought in, about 60.
Huh.
Very interesting last paragraph.
Hmm.
Dude, can you imagine them? They're on the line. They're like, oh my God, this is. It's fighting me. And he comes up. You're like, it's cocaine. It's
awesome. Yeah, just a fucking.
You take a photo with it, like it's a fish.
Yeah. 70 inches.
Catch and release.
Yeah.
All right, we got to put it back in.
Yeah. I've never seen a fish like
Holy
this before.
Shit, dude.
So he's like, it's a huge fish. And some guy's like, wait, takes a knife. He like stabs. He's like, that's coke. Oh, $1 million.
He's like, dude, I'm going to throw it back in the water. He's like, no, I'm going to put it up on my wall.
Yeah.
It's coke I caught.
Look at this cocaine I got.
Your friends come over who are fiending. They're like, yeah, well, I'm going to just touch it.
Trophy cocaine.
Dude, this is like the modern day gold rush.
Yeah.
Except you just go out to the Gulf of Mexico and you can find.
Yeah, there's coke in them waters.
Yeah.
Fucking just go out there with a panhandle.
Yeah.
So it was a family.
Yeah.
That is funny to think of one of the, you know, like there's
the family is like the parents, the daughter, and maybe like a 23-year-old son.
Yeah.
Who's, you know what I mean? Yeah. The coat runs up and they're all like standing there and he's like, you know. They're like, we got to give it back. And he's like, well, we don't have to give it, like, not now.
Yo, chill, maritime. We have what the fuck are you guys talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mom, crazy idea. What if we held on to it?
One of us should test it to make sure.
I mean, didn't we bring the Yukon? Like, it would fit.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that really is wild. 70 pounds of coke. You keeping it? You find it? What do you guys think?
I give some back and I hold on to some.
You think?
Well, it's also that sketch thing where it's like, do people just lose 62 kilos of coke?
That would be the part that I'd be concerned about.
That's why you got to snort it. Right away, destroy the evidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just get rid of.
Just have the and then do a 9-week boat trip. Just
Mom, Dad, no one can know we found this. We have to do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine doing 70 pounds of coke.
You'd have to be pretty strong.
Yeah, imagine.
Yeah, what are you on, Ozempic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Better, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been deep sea fishing. Dude, do you think they like...
So funny, you do all this coke, you come back with like 57,000 tunas.
Yeah. There's like no tuna left, dude. Like, we wiped them out.
Yeah. We wiped them out.
Yeah, dude. They're gone, dude.
I've never fished harder than that.
Yeah. Spearfish them all.
Fuck yeah! Yeah, yeah,
yeah! Come back with a killer whale in your boat.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Shit got wild out there.
You're hauling it. Out,
yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like a beached whale. Some people come over. Oh no, a beached whale! No, 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 no! I brought this in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He catches it and then he flies off the seat. He's like, no. He's like, hold on, I'll be back. He swims back. He's like, I got it.
Damn. Yeah, bro.
We wiped them out.
Just motor mouth talking to the tuna after you catch it. You're like, bro, that was insane, dude. The way I got you right there, dude. You were fighting me for like an hour, but I just kept ripping at you, dude. And by the end, it was you or me, dude. I had to get you in the boat, dude. It was just you or me, dude. You know how it is. I just had to get you.
Oh, fuck. That's funny.
Motor mouth?
Yeah, just like, yeah.
I've never heard that term. That's brother. Funny.
Brother, it was for me, dude. What yeah. Is that a good thing? I got you.
Dude, what's it like living in the ocean, man?
Is that like crazy?
It's is that fucking crazy?
Damn. You know how they kill the fish even when they bring it on board? They like whack it, you know? He just grabs it.
Yeah, bare fisted. Yeah.
Wham!
Yeah, just fucking. Fuck you, man.
Damn, dude.
Did we solve this?
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm afraid of. I don't think the case is over. I think there's someone looking for their coke.
Yeah.
Well, weren't there like coke sharks? Whoa. Sharks ingesting coke and the butterfly.
Is that a picture of it?
This oh, we had the same dealer
nearby.
What'd you say?
This is coke that
was
picked up in the same area.
That's
yeah,
pretty.
Like, oh, that's my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that's Surge. I know that guy.
I know that branding. Damn. But what is the mystery of this case?
Yeah, because I'm trying to wait. How was the mayor involved? Was it the mayor's family?
The mayor was kept secret initially, so they just said a boater, and then it came out that it was the mayor that found it.
That's what makes it suspicious. Is that it was the
Florida
mayor.
Keys?
Of a city, it should be Tampa.
Oh,
well, dude, no.
It was definitely them.
What if? Okay. What if the
for sure?
What if the mayor found it? Family's like, what is this? Everyone shut up right now. Calls the head of the police department. Bro, I just came up huge. I need you to meet me and just keep it quiet. So the head of the police department's like, okay, cool. Comes, they get to shore, tries to pull off the boat. The head of the police department's like, bro, I can't. Mayor's like, come on. Don't say shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I just say, too, it's the mayor of Tampa.
Yeah.
If it was the mayor of Bentonville.
Yeah.
Maybe Bentonville's not a good one. But, like, mayor of, like, Boise, I'd be like, yeah, you know, but the mayor of Tampa?
Yeah.
It's a shady place.
Yeah. You don't think this woman has done ounces of coke in her
really
day?
I don't. She kind of looks square.
Okay, so, wait. But what's up with the white male they caught and released into custody? What's up with that?
Caught and released?
I left the note in because they were fishing for lobsters.
Hold on, hold on.
Dangerous.
What'd you say?
I just left the note in because I thought you'd like that they were fishing for lobsters.
But also, to be clear, it's white whale.
Yeah, white whale.
The white whale?
White whale.
White whale.
Dude, you're making mistakes.
What's wrong with me?
Y'all are dice.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Why did you assume it was a white male? It was a white whale. Yeah, what's the mayor's name?
Jane.
I think this is the case. I think what happened here, they didn't find 70 pounds. Yeah. They found 140 pounds.
Ooh.
She calls the police.
See? Yeah, that's what
yes,
I'm saying.
Yes, exactly. She says, listen, let's split this in half. It's a great come up for me. You know, we can sell this or do it.
Yeah.
Right? But then it's also a great headline for you. 70-pound haul. You get to take a picture with the drugs.
Right.
Everyone's a hero.
Right.
Meanwhile, the cartel guys are pissed probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, that, yeah. That,
or, I can add to it.
Okay.
The missing half is in her ass.
Okay.
Along with the diamond from the first store.
Whoa.
Jane has a huge ass.
A huge ass.
The mayor just
And you got your diamond all the way up it.
She just pulls her face off and she's Steinmetz.
Yeah. Steinmetz pulls it's Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Me the whole time. And also, when's re-election coming up in Tampa?
Oh, okay.
Because, like, let's say you already have the drugs, but then the mayor wants some good PR because people don't trust her right now.
Right.
So then she finds 70 kilos of coke, which any ordinary person would hold on to, make some money off of. She gives it right back to the city. All of a sudden, everyone's like, this is someone I can trust. But the whole thing was concocted from the jump.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that strategy. Wait, zoom in. I think I see a butterfly tattoo.
Whoa!
Oh, whoa!
What if she had that tab, like, right here?
Oh, dude! No way.
That'd be crazy. The logo.
Dude, if I were a voter
or a little
there,
butterfly pin right here.
Yeah. If I were a voter there and I heard this story, I'd be like, she's a fucking square, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vote in Carl.
Carl.
He would have done it.
Carl would have done the coke.
Carl.
Man, she's kind of.
Carl doesn't even know he's running.
She kind of got a gaze about her. You know what? I think she did do that coke.
Yeah, she's seen some.
She
things.
Seems edgy, man.
Yeah. Definitely.
This dude is sucks.
Mayor election was held on March 7th, 23.
What are the fucking odds that the mayor goes out fishing and finds 70 pounds of coke? You think she was like, man, my city fucking rules.
Yeah.
I picked the right city. This yeah. shit owns.
Yeah, it's her first term.
Yeah, yeah.
She was just like, maybe I was thinking about running. I don't know if I'd win. And she just clutches it like, wow, I guess the people like. And then, oh,
let's
go. Fucking go, man.
I knew that was the right decision.
Also, how big is her boat that it can fit 60 lobsters, a white whale, and 62 pounds of coke and 87 pounds
yeah,
of hashish?
Yeah, don't get paid that much.
Yeah, yeah, that's a gigantic boat.
That's a good tell.
What is this, like a 100-foot Bertram?
She's getting Whoa. Money from elsewhere. You know, I think the cartel might be... you know, puffing up her pockets a little.
She's on the payroll.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's on the P-roll.
Yeah, I think we cracked it. Yeah. It was Burt Whistle.
Yeah.
What's next?
Damn, I was trying to think of some shitty pun about, you know, like the cocaine magically appearing. Like she always thought it was there, a butterfly effect, something. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, something, you know, whatever.
Nice. Well, it could cross over into other things like Burt Whistle does the coke, he poops out the cocaine, it actually makes the racers behind him faster, and he loses again trying to win.
Then Foot Guys.
Maybe that wasn't it.
Yeah.
That might not be it, dude.
No, I think that was it, man. No, that was it. No, you nailed it. No, you nailed it. Come on, look to the crowd. Come on.
And then Foot Guys breaking into the PT tent.
Yeah.
Like, hold on, let me get it.
I do like the Foot Guy's been our favorite person so far. The only person we haven't been suspicious of is Foot Guy. We're like, no, he's all right.
He's a straight shooter.
Arrested for the crime.
Yeah, yeah. But the mayor and Burt Whistle were like, they're scum, dude. Yeah. Scumbags.
That's the case.
That guy's a straight shooter. He knows what
he
likes.
They got the wrong guy.
Yeah. Damn.
Should we wrap up the regulation?
Yeah.
Hour.
Yeah.
And move on into bonus.
Yeah, we can go into OT.
Overtime.
Let's do it. OT.
Down for some OT.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You want to wrap it up in the voice?
In the voice. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this riveting series of crimes against humanity. You can follow Chad and JT on everything. Almost blend you guys together. Jad.
Yeah.
Jad?
Jad.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
I mentally almost did that.
Jad Tad.
Yeah, follow Chad and JT on literally everything, individually and together. They do lots of great stuff, individually and together. Yeah, and they're going to join us in overtime for who knows what. What are we covering in the overtime?
We got Circleville poison pen letters, the Bogle Chandler case. Wait, which one's what's that? Go up again. Oh, that's about a couple dying while having sex. That's going to be good.
In Australia, of all places.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
God damn, they're so hot over there. All right, everyone. Nothing. It's just in a very Australian way to die. Fucking on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are having sex on the Gold Coast.
Having sex.
Sex on the Gold Coast.
I'm having sex.
Did you bust?
Dorgan style.
Did you bust?
Did you burst?
Burst.
Did you burst?
Did you burst?
Did you burst? Yeah, mate. So,
yeah,
sorry,
mate.
That's it for the episode, mate.
Yeah, we'll see you there.
Yeah, can't say that on YouTube, mate.
YouTube?
Yeah.
YouTube?
Goodbye.
I'll just bleep it.
Coming up in the special extended version.
Cool, like, that's a new fear. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, man.
I will never enjoy another pool ever again in my life.
This fucking boy wrote this pathology report, dude.
Nah, so, he was definitely fucking.
Basically, Bogle nutted.
Margaret tells her husband,
I want to fuck him. And he goes, go for it.
Which is crazy. Your work boyfriend?
Bogle's
yeah,
the
you should
man.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
should
yeah,
totally
yeah.
take that yeah. dude for a ride.
See it all only on tmgstudios.tv. Sign up today.